You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
58,220 Americans died during the Vietnam War. Today, 1,621 Americans are still officially designated as missing and unaccounted for. One of those is Tech Sergeant Melvin Holland. Mel, as he was known to family and friends, was on a top-secret mission in Laos during the Vietnam War. His wife, Anne Holland, remembers well the moment she found out he was missing.
Middle of my Cub Scout meeting with eight little Cubs there, I get this phone call. They said that the hill had been overrun and my husband was missing. Hung up the phone and I knew my life had been destroyed and I had to turn around and face my eight Cub Scouts and my own five kids. And when the Cub Scouts went home, I had to fix dinner for the kids. And every day it was that way. I mean, the life had gone out of me, but I couldn't say anything to my kids. Every day they'd want to know if we got a letter from Daddy, and I'd pick up an old letter and pretend to read it.
That's because the fate of her husband was a military secret. The Laos mission was secret, so therefore Mel Holland's fate was a secret. According to Patricia Murphy, military and veterans affairs reporter for member station KUOW in Seattle, this complicated the tragedy for a family.
This was unusually cruel for Anne Holland. This mission began with a secrecy agreement that she then was told she needed to keep in place after that phone call. She was told that if he was alive, keeping this secret could mean the fact that he stayed alive, that she could tell no one because it would cause his death.
Except that in the sort of history subsequently, the Nixon administration was much more concerned about her telling that to perhaps some reporter in the Pacific Northwest than they were concerned that she would tip off some Laotian, right?
That was actually the breaking point for her. She kept this secret faithfully, in accordance with her agreement and with the hopes that her husband would be found, that the U.S. government was actually looking for him. And then Nixon made that very public declaration that no one had been killed in ground combat in Laos. And she looked down at the death certificate, which had been issued just a few months before, part of a procedural thing, she was told, and said, "They've forgotten about my husband. They're either lying to cover it up or they've forgotten about my husband." And that's when she picked up the phone.
On March 11th, 1970, 2 years to the day after I was told my husband was missing, President Nixon came on TV and said we'd never lost any men in ground combat in Laos. 2 years to the day. I called up the reporter in Longview and I said, well, that's funny because I've got a death certificate that says my husband was killed in ground combat in Laos.
How did telling that information create the momentum to possibly learn more?
Well, it was interesting at the time because that reporter was at her doorstep the next morning, and it created a series of articles about this event, and it also alerted the other wives that somebody was talking about this. Many articles were written. A book was even written. Anne Holland ended up suing the U.S. government at one point to try to find out what happened to her husband. The suit was eventually dismissed after rolling through the courts for many, many years. It was eventually dismissed. But through that lawsuit, a lot of those interrogatories had to be answered, and some of that mission was declassified.
Is this a story about information withheld by the governments in Southeast Asia or information withheld by the U.S. government?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. The U.S. government certainly had a secret mission that it needed to execute. There were reasons that they still see fit to not reveal the particulars of that mission. Meantime, you know, Laos was supposed to be neutral during the war. There was never supposed to be anything going on like this. So recovery efforts there have been very challenging. At a recent briefing by the Department of Defense for families who have prisoners of war missing, killed in action, body not recovered, it's explained to them quite thoroughly that the politics of the nations and the countries, rather, that we are trying to search in to get the answers for them are very complicated, and Laos has a corruption problem that complicates the mission of recovery.
What's the chance that, you know, like so many of these stories, and there are millions of missing Vietnamese from that conflict, mm-hmm. that he's just sort of lost in the massive forces that, you know, moved mountains and forests and villages and killed so many people in that war, and that, you know, there's nothing to hide because there's just nothing possible to find in the chaos of war.
That is certainly a possibility that Anne Holland has thought about. She's also thought about other possibilities, and this is a popular one with folks who have people who are MIA from Vietnam. Her husband had specialized knowledge. He was an electronics expert. There is a theory that he was taken by the Russians because of his specialized knowledge. That theory exists in a lot of families who have MIAs from Vietnam. I should say that Mel Holland's disappearance was very difficult on the family, not just on Anne Holland, his wife, but on his children. Her pursuit of this truth broke up her family in various ways over the years.
Patricia Murphy, military veterans reporter from KOW in Seattle. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Patricia Murphy, military and veterans affairs reporter for member station KUOW. Her story about Tech Sergeant Melvin Holland was produced as part of the American Homefront Project, a collaboration of KUOW, WUNC, and Southern California Public Radio.